I'd like you to turn your Bible with me to the book of James, the first chapter. If I had to put a subject or a title to this message, it would just be, Don't Doubt God. Don't doubt God. You know, many of us, we have a rich history in our Church of God family life. We have a rich history. Many of us can look back in years past and remember our mothers, our fathers, the ministers that we came up under. We have a very rich history in walking in the truth. And you know, the 11th chapter of Hebrews gives us the list of our saints and fathers of old, but many of us can look back in our own personal life and look back and remember our uncles and our fathers and mothers, and we have a rich heritage. And as I say that, when I think of these children this morning, we are being an example to them, and we will be their heritage someday as they get older and look back. So we are thankful to God for that, that we are able, God is able to use us. Here in the book of James, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1, it said, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I thank God that we can read such a scripture as this and take faith in God's word. As it says, through trials, God is teaching us to endure. Through the trials, God is teaching us to mature and become more and more like Jesus. And I think that's wonderful. But doubt is to be uncertain in your opinion or belief. So I'm just saying, let us not, may God help us not to doubt God. Don't doubt God. Excuse me. To doubt is to be undecided. Being skeptical. Amen. I want to encourage the saints this morning, don't doubt God. Some people had, in this time we live, they have so much doubt, but we there's a nickname that people, you may be around people who habitually doubts. They doubt everything. They doubt, and so much the nickname that people give them is a doubting. You're just like a doubting Thomas. So we don't want to doubt God, that God is still in control and God is still on the throne, amen. And God is still working and God is still saving. God is still healing. God, don't doubt God. Amen. You may doubt man, but don't doubt God. Man, you can be uncertain. When it comes to God, we don't have to be uncertain in our opinion. We don't have to be uncertain in our belief. We don't have to be skeptical. We can trust in God. You think about even in the beginning in the book of Genesis. Amen. In Genesis, the second chapter and the verse 17, I believe Adam doubted God right here when God told him this. In Genesis 2:17, God said, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Now that God told Adam, "You the day you eat of that tree, you shall surely die." And he did die. He lost fellowship with God. Amen. My wife prepared it. My wife, she was here. She ate of it. And I know God told me don't eat of it, but I'm going to eat it. He doubted God. Amen. Don't doubt God. Do what God tells you to do. Amen. God will be with you. Amen. A person can't get saved if they doubt God. You can't stay saved if you doubt God. Amen. Don't doubt God's word. Don't doubt God's word on anything. Amen. If God said it, it's true. Don't doubt God's word on anything. Amen. You can't get saved if you doubt God. If God said, if you want to get saved and you ask me to forgive you for your sins, don't doubt that. I will forgive you and I will save you. Amen. Amen. And if you want to stay saved and you ask God, keep me saved all my life, Lord, I want to stay saved. I don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't know what the future brings. But Lord, I know one thing for sure. I want to be saved. God's word says that he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God will keep you saved. Amen. Don't doubt that. Amen. We want to trust God. Don't be double-minded. Amen. Sometimes people be so double-minded. Amen. Even before you people pray, they have their mind made up. Don't be double-minded when you pray. Pray to the Lord. Amen. It's going to be a choice. Is it going to be God's will or my will? Amen. So Jesus told us to pray, "Not my will, Lord, but thy will be done." So when you pray, have it already settled. Lord, I want your will to be done. I want to be in the center of your will. Amen. Don't doubt him. He'll be right there in the center with you. Amen. So don't be double-minded when we pray. Let's not, amen, be double-minded. The devil here, he'll try to make us feel that prayer is a failure. Prayer is not a failure. Amen. You can be sure that prayers are being answered. God is answering prayers according to his will. Amen. If I say, "Lord, I want to be in your will," well, he's answering prayers according to his will. Amen. 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 It's not, maybe not as soon as I want it to be answered. It may not be answered how I want it to be answered. Amen. Or when we want it to be answered. Because God is not governed by the time clock like we are. Amen. God, he moves on his own time. He wants us to pray, believe, trust, don't doubt him, and just, amen, just be patiently wait on the Lord to move and answer prayer. And stay in your place. Stay in my place. I don't want to get ahead of God. I don't want to be behind him. I want to be right in the center of his will by the grace of God. Amen. But the devil say, "Oh, you've been praying and you've been praying." They sung that song last night. Pray on till the answer come. Pray on. If you want that, I know the verses of that song. I love that song. Amen. If you want sufficient grace, pray on till the answer come. If your friends go back on you, pray on till the answer come. Oh, that's an old hymn. Amen. That prayer won't fail us. Don't doubt God. Amen. You ought to have more confidence in your prayer than you do my prayer, because you know how you live. Amen. You ought to be able to talk to God and say, God, you know how I'm living. You know how I'm treating my wife, how I'm treating my husband. You know how I'm acting at home. You know how I'm acting at school. Lord, you know I'm saved by your grace. Amen. You ought to have more prayer in your own prayer than anybody else's prayer. That God, amen. You, Lord, I'm not going to doubt you. Amen. Thank the Lord. So we want to be in the center of God's will. Look here in Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 19th verse. Philippians 4:19. The Bible says, Paul said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. So we can thank God. I can trust God on that verse of scripture. You can trust God on that verse of scripture. That God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. How about that old faithful song in the little orange book? I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire. My father is rich in houses and land, and I'm his heir. Amen. So God shall supply all of your need. Amen. He sees what we need. He knows, amen. You may not get everything you want in this world, but God sees our needs, don't he? Amen. Thank God for that. Look here with me in the book of 2 Peter. Amen. The first chapter, 2 Peter chapter 1. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to trust in the Lord with all our heart. Amen. And don't lean to our own understanding. Amen. Here in 2 Peter, the first chapter, verse number 1. Simon Peter, amen, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Amen. That virtue means moral courage and power and integrity. Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance. Amen. Self-control. Amen. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. Now remember, we're building our character in Jesus Christ here. Now we're living our life every day and walking with God. And we're going through our the diverse temptations and amen and the trials of life. But as we go, we are building. Amen. We are adding to our faith. We're going to be stronger. And God wants us to be strong and stay strong. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Amen. I don't want to fall in that condition, do you? Oh, I don't ever want to forget that, amen, that God saved me from my old sins. We say, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Amen. God giving us instruction, teaching us how that we can live in such a way that we shall never fall. Amen. So we thank God that we got our Bibles and we can see that there are many Bible characters who didn't doubt the Lord throughout. Amen. Amen. As the brethren been teaching about the Old Testament and of such. Amen. And how that those things were written for our learning. We can go to Daniel and read about the three Hebrew boys. They didn't doubt God. Amen. They stood firm and said that we are not going to disobey God. They stood firm. Amen. We can go back to Daniel in there and look in there. Amen. These things were written for our learning. Daniel said, they said, don't pray to no other God. Come time for Daniel to pray. He went to his room. Did ever pray like he did all the time. Didn't even close the window. Amen. Prayed to God. Amen. So we can see, amen, that people had moral courage, virtue today. Amen. They didn't doubt God would take care of them. Amen. And how much could be said about the 11th chapter of Hebrew? Amen. So we don't want to doubt God. Doubting God would be in opposition to God. Amen. The truth makes us free from doubt. Amen. Don't doubt God. Believe in his word, what he said. Amen. If God said it, I believe it. Even if song poet said it like that. He said, God said it, I believe it. That's good enough for me. Amen. That's good enough for me, saints of God. It's very valuable that the world we're facing today, whatever you're going through in your private life, in our fellowship life, what's happening in the world, don't doubt God. Amen. Who's still in charge? Amen. I can remember years ago when Emerson Wilson stood right here, amen, in a gas shortage. In the late 70s and early 80s, it was a gas shortage. Amen. People were wondering, where am I get the gas? Where am I get my gas? You know what he said? And I was a young man. Don't get me wrong. I remember these things. I was a young man. He said, no, he said, I'm going to get every gallon of gas God want me to have. Don't doubt God. That kind of preaching put stakes in my heart. Amen. Put a desire in my heart to want to obey God and want to trust God. Amen. And do go out with the gospel and take the gospel to the world. Amen. Say, God, amen. If I be with God, God will be with me. Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? Things always don't happen. Amen. Since I've been pastoring, I learned a lot of things don't happen as fast as I thought they would be. Amen. But I still don't doubt God. We're still just be in the center of his will. Amen. God's in charge. Amen. So the truth, amen, the truth makes us free from doubt. Amen. You can't lie and tell the truth at the same time. Amen. You can't believe and doubt at the same time. Amen. God help us. Romans the 10th chapter and the 17th verse. Romans 10:17 says this. We know these things. These things will give us faith to walk with God and believe his word. Romans 10:17. So then, Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Amen. That's faith. Amen. By me. God said that. See, people keep your eyes on man too much, and you missing what the word of God says. Take your faith in the word of God. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As far as the saints want to go, they can only go so far. As far as the ministers want to go, they can only go so far. But you can take God home with you. Amen. Put your faith in him. Don't doubt him. In Matthew, the 21st chapter, look here at a few verses. Matthew chapter 21 and verse 21. Amen. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. And we must remember, the Spirit of God prays through us according to the will of God. I can remember when we relocated to Arkansas right there in Kinset, and we were worshiping in the community center. Amen. And we had the children coming in. We had a few chairs set up, and they had the piano in there. They had a little podium in there, and we started in there. Amen. Just a few of us are starting. Amen. And look and behold, down the street from it was a church building. Amen. And it was empty. We seen a gentleman going in there. They said a particular gentleman was going in there and tried to start a ministry, and he was living in there. He was staying in there and was trying to live a ministry. It was owned by another church in one of the little neighboring towns. And so we went and inquired about it, and they said, no, we don't want to rent it. We thought, well, we could probably rent it. And they said, no, we don't want to rent it. We'd have to sell it to you. So to make a long story short, there was some, we talked about it among the congregation, and there was somebody in the congregation that thought, would say, well, we can buy it. I thought, got to thinking about, well, let's buy it. Amen. And they said, somebody doubted. And they doubted. Somebody in the congregation right there, and just a few of us, but somebody right there, they doubted. So I called my pastor at that time, Ulysses Bland in Chicago, amen, and sent him pictures and told him about it, amen, and he understood our situation. See, this kind of stuff, it touched my heart, brother. I'm sorry. I can't help but get emotional about some of these things. How God has blessed. Amen. And we told him about it, and he said about it. You know what he done? Amen. He went into his own bank account and sent us $10,000 for the down payment. Now the rest is history. The rest is history. Amen. And I'll never forget the brother and Brother Poston and the other brethren that come down. I called them the Magnificent Seven. I'll never forget the Magnificent Seven. They came down, put a roof on it. Amen. And then years later, I can't forget the other brethren that came down. I got their names written here in my Bible. Amen. February 2008, I call them the New Edition Crew. Brother Max Smith and other brethren. And I wouldn't want to mention name and leave nobody out, but I never will forget Max Smith. Every time I look at the addition, I see him standing on the roof, walking on them rails, brother, hammering along, putting the roof on it. Amen. Saints of God, we have no reason at all to doubt God. Hebrews, the 12th chapter, amen, in verse number 1 and 2, he said, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of God. Amen. So let's not remember verse 8 in James 1. Amen. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Amen. Double-minded means that I'm trying to believe, but I can't believe. It's a war going on. Amen. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I'm here to tell you this morning, don't doubt God. Let's keep believing God. Amen. What kind of fool do you think Abraham looked like? Amen. When God told him, leave your kin, leave your people. Amen. And he's walking and just follow God. And you'd ask him, where you going, Abraham? I don't know. I'm just going with God. I'm just following God. Amen. And the rest is history. Thank God. Amen. In Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verses number 6. Amen. Isaiah 40th chapter and verse number 8. Just to save time, just let me read verse number 8. Isaiah 40 and 8. The Bible says, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Amen. The word of God was here before I was born, and the word of God gonna be here when I'm gone. And the same for you. People are being very foolish when they kick up against the word of God. Look here with me in St. John, the 20th chapter. Let's take a look at Doubting Thomas. Amen. People use his nickname. They use that saying a lot. Here in St. John chapter 20, verse 19 beginning. Just let me read these things to you. It'll stir up your memory. Amen. And make you thirsty to read in your private time. Amen. Not going to preach on all of it. I just want to show you something. In St. John 20th chapter, verse 19, said, then the same day at evening. See, P. Thomas, he doubted the resurrection. Listen, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came.
Amen. I wonder where he was. All the rest of the brethren was at church. Where was he at that time? See, sometimes people say, I know who gonna preach. I know who gonna be at church. I know what's gonna happen. I'm here to tell you, in the church of God, you don't know what's gonna happen. Staying home doing something else, you don't know what's gonna happen. Amen. It's time for kings to be in battle. We need to be in our place at the house of God when it's time to be there. But Thomas, he wasn't there for whatever reason, God knows. So then verse 25, the other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. That's just like a lot of people. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. They doubt everything. They evil surmise. They got a suspicion about everything. I don't believe it. Except I see it. Amen. We live by faith, not by sight. He said, except I see it, I'm not going to believe. I will not believe, he said, unless I see it. All right. And after, verse 26, and after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, Jesus went right to him. Jesus went right to him. Right. See, God hear everything you say. He know everything you do. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands. And reach hither thine hand and thrust it in my side. All right, you won't believe till you see it. Go ahead, man, touch me. Touch it. There it is. Touch it. You don't believe it? Touch it. But he said, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side and be not faithless, but believing. Amen. He wasn't no ghost. He wasn't no spirit. Jesus rose from the dead. Amen. Then Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me and hast believed, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Amen. That's us. We know God saved us. We believe. Ask God to forgive you for your sin, and he forgave us for all our sin. We believe it by the grace of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Amen. So we believe God. Just a little further. We believe God. Amen. Proverbs, the 16th chapter and the 6th verse, it said, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Amen. Brother Poston couldn't have made it more plain last night. Talking about the fear, talking about God. I believe in God, and I fear the Lord. I fear the Lord. I don't want to die and go to hell. I fear the Lord. Therefore, I depart from evil. By fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. We've seen a lot of people in this world, they do not fear the Lord. Amen. But I fear the Lord. Amen. I ain't ashamed to tell nobody. I fear the Lord. Amen. In Luke, the 12th chapter, look what Jesus said. Amen. Look what Jesus said in Matthew and Luke, the 12th chapter. 12th chapter, amen, the fourth and fifth verse, Jesus said, "And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him." Amen. Fear him. Amen. I don't doubt God on that. God's word said that. I believe it. I don't doubt it. Ain't messing around. Don't mess around with sin. Don't mess around playing church and playing around with God's word. Don't mess around. Amen. I fear God. I believe that. Hebrews 10:31 says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. We don't serve no dead God. We serve the living God. And it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Woo. Thank God. I tell you what. If this salvation wasn't real and I didn't have a real experience, I probably would have backslid a long time ago, because man will fail you. Man will disappoint you. Man will hurt your feelings. Man will be a traitor. Man will lie on you. Man will not like you. So you got to have something down in your soul personally and say, "I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. I'm not going to doubt God. I got the, amen, I got that bubbling in my soul." Well, if you say, "Oh, Brother Cucumber backslid, so I can't stay saved because Brother Cucumber, he was a giant with the Lord. Oh, Sister Onion, she backslid. I can't stay. If Sister Onion can't stay saved, I know I can't stay saved." You better get your mind and your eyes off people and trust in the Lord. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 111:10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Amen. That's where my wisdom began, right there, when I start fearing the Lord. "A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever." Amen. As I close out the message this morning, let me remind you just a few, I don't want to do a lot of reading. Just let me read these things to you. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 55, if you're here today and you're not saved, we vitally encourage you to give your life to the Lord. Don't doubt God. The Bible tells us there's a heaven and there's a hell. Man don't control heaven and man don't control hell. God does. And if God says there's a hell and you die in your sin, you can't go to heaven, you doubt God, you're going to be sorry. Isaiah 55:6. "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Isn't that wonderful? "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, saith the Lord. Excuse me, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. God's word, brothers, every minister of the gospel, don't be discouraged. Don't take it personal. When they don't accept you and they don't like you and they don't like what you preach, don't take it personal. They're not against you, they're against God. But God said, his word will not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish that which he said it will. Just be sure you're giving them the word of God. Not your opinion and idea. Amen. Give them the word of God.